Always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, each and every day, more and more Americans are reaching their 100th birthday. According to the Center for Disease Control, the number of Americans age 100 or more has increased 43.6% since the year 2000. Here in Maryland, we have about 1,800 residents who are aged 100 years or more. Wouldn't it be great to get them all in one room together? And that's according to the nonprofit Maryland Centenaries Committee. As more people are living longer, though, the challenge is how to be able to financially support this extended lifespan to ensure a healthy, productive life, a life of dignity, and really worthy of all the years accumulated. Without a doubt, retirement security is among the most pressing issues facing Americans. It's an issue that we haven't heard enough about in the presidential election, despite the fact that more people are concerned about the future of Social Security, whether it's going to be there for them when they need it. And of course, we've all witnessed, as we've noted here on ClearPath a number of times, the fact that traditional pension plans, defined benefit plans, are increasingly a thing of the past. Catherine Collinson, of course, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, is here. Catherine, with the upcoming election, what is on the minds of Americans with regard to these issues?
In our recent survey, we asked American workers what should be the priorities for the next president and Congress. And the single most frequently cited priority was fully funding Social Security, with a response rate of 58%. Most have seen the headlines about the Social Security Trust Fund being projected to be depleted in around 2033, 2034, and that's less than 20 years from now. That's before millennials or Gen Xers will even reach their retirement age. Reforms to Social Security are needed and inevitable, and the sooner they happen, the better, because that will give people more time to plan and prepare and adjust their expectations accordingly.
An increasing number of people really see that they need to do something themselves. They understand the need to take responsibility for their own long-term financial security.
Yes. In fact, that was the second most frequently cited priority, is making available, encouraging employers to allow or facilitate workers who are retiring to convert their savings into a guaranteed stream of income, kind of similar to what they would receive from a defined benefit plan, a guaranteed benefit that would last the rest of their life.
Something you often refer to, and that is the fact that the idea that of a drop-off point of working life, such as you work to 65 or 67 and then enter retirement, is another thing of the past.
Indeed. And the third most frequently cited priority was to encourage employers to make it easier for their workers to work past age 65 and with a flexible phase transition into retirement.
Of course, there were quite a number of other priorities that were identified, everything including making things like the Savers Credit available to all tax filers and a whole range of things that really need to be at the forefront of our discussion.
For a full list of the priorities and survey responses, please see our new report entitled Perspectives on Retirement, Baby Boomers, Gen X, and Millennials, which can be found on our website at transamericainstitute.org, and just click through to the Center for Retirement Studies.
Catherine, thanks as always. That's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.